And it's difficult to describe just how God is to us, isn't it? Really, I think it's impossible to really describe what he's done for us. Did anybody else have anything to say before we appreciate these testimonies? God is so good. We'll take communion here in a little while, but we've got a few scriptures tonight in the service. Be looking up Matthew chapter 7. You know, we oftentimes, Sister Van Curen, go over and read scriptures again, preach on them again, talk about them again, proclaim them again. And I just feel like tonight, as this afternoon was a pretty busy afternoon, we ran back to the hospital, done some visiting there this afternoon, and time was kind of short, and these scriptures come to my mind. And I think I heard some testimonies talking about an expectation and God doing the work and listening to him and hearing him. I really think there's three simple steps as a Christian for us to receive. How long it takes in those steps, I don't know. Sometimes it might be quickly. Sometimes it might be a month or two. Sometimes it might be a year or two. But we're serving a God that's able to answer our prayers. How many knows that tonight? He's a God that's able, listening. His ear's not deaf that he can't hear. His hand's not short that he can't say. That's not exactly how the scripture quotes it, but that's close to what he's saying. So in other words, he's still got the ability to do what we need, provide what we need, be that friend, be that brother, be that mother, be that father. And he's all of those things wrapped up in one. Praise God. Able to do. If you would turn with us in 7th chapter of Matthew, if you've got that scripture for us, stand tonight. Very familiar scriptures. We've talked about this. Time should last. I'll preach on this again. Three steps. How many likes it simple? If it's not simple, I just can't contain and can't obtain. So this is simple. 7th verse in 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said this: ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. For every one of you that asks, receiveth. To him that seeketh, find. To him that knock, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, he will give him a serpent? If then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much the more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even also to them. This is the law and the prophets. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, today, thank you for this service, this opportunity. The song's been sung. Lord, the testimony's given. Lord, we pray that you strengthen each and every one here today, Lord. Give us encouragement and strength to fight this fight of faith. Stand upon your word, expecting a miracle, Lord, looking for your victory in our hearts, in our minds, in our families, in our church. Lord, we just praise you for it tonight. And thank you for what you're going to do. And how you're going to answer prayers, we don't know, but you know, Lord. We just thank you this night. Praise you tonight for this that opportunity, Lord, to worship you one more time. Give you honor and praise. Anoint us to preach this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe today, and as we're praying about this service, maybe tonight you're here, don't know how God's going to answer your prayers. Maybe you're here and just don't realize how it's ever going to happen. Maybe you can't even comprehend what God can do. And I believe oftentimes that's where we stand. We can't comprehend what God can do. But he had some simple advice here. Ah, don't you feel his presence? Doesn't matter. We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to know. But there is, I feel like, three steps we must take to see God move. He really wants us to ask. The Lord really wants you and I to ask Him for help, for strength, for guidance, for victory. Hallelujah. How many likes victory? I like stepping in victory, Sister Van Kuren. I like being able to smile and say, the devil, listen here, buddy, I'm victorious. I'm a winner. I'm not defeated. In spite of what you might say, I've got the victory. How many likes to say that? Praise God. Well, I pray. Give the Lord a hand clap and praise. That's it. Praise Him tonight. These three steps of victory and hearing our prayers answered are very simple. Ask and it shall be given unto you. It's time that we begin to ask. So many times we may say, I don't deserve this. And you know what? That's true. Not a one of us here deserves what we've received by accepting the blood of Christ and forgiveness of our sins. None of us have done anything to obtain that. But when I came to an old-fashioned altar and I began to ask for Him to save me, Brother Charles, He gave me just what I asked for. I didn't come up here, praise God, and ask for anything He couldn't do. And how many knows that when we ask according to His will, and His word is His will, when we ask according to His will, we don't need to back up. We don't need to say we don't deserve it. We don't need to back up and say, well, maybe it's not so, because He said if we would ask, and when we ask, ask with a desire to serve Him, ask with a desire to receive it, and we will receive what we've asked. Now listen, I believe all of us here are capable of understanding. When he said this, he wasn't talking about asking for your neighbor's farm, asking for your neighbor's Cadillac, or things along that line. That's not what Jesus is talking about, because I'm here to tell you there's greater things on this earth than that. And that's being able to walk in the glorious power of God in the midst of darkness when the world is ruled by the evil powers and seducing powers of the devil and of darkness in the pits, directly from the pits of hell, to be able to walk, Brother Barney, and stay in our home and realize that we're serving a God, that we can ask and He can come in our homes and touch our hearts. Not only can He do that, He can take a preacher that can't preach without coughing and give him strength and anointing. How many knows that tonight? We're asking the Lord to give us a little strength here tonight. Praise God. He said, if you'll ask, you'll receive. Now, there comes even another step to that. We say, well, Lord, I need my family saved. Well, it's time that we begin to seek. And folks, I believe when we begin to seek, it needs to be with something different than just maybe a possibility. But I feel like that we need to seek with a desire to see something happen. We need to be in a position that when we begin to seek God, that we say, Lord, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know that if we will do the things that we know to do, we will see it come to pass. Now, as a pastor, I'm looking and seeking those souls to be saved. I can't comprehend how. I don't know of any way to preach any different than I've preached since we've been here. I don't have any other abilities. I don't have any other rabbits to pull out of the hat. I have none of those things. I have no gimmicks. I have no hidden things to bring these lost souls in. But I'm going to continue to ask. I'm going to continue to seek and say, Lord, every Sunday when I come here, I'm expecting to see something happen. I realize that we're serving a God that's able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly, above all that we should ask or think. So in other words, if I ask it, He can do it. It means if I can't think about it, He can still do it. Praise God. We don't need to put a limit on God. We need to make those three steps. We need to find ourselves asking for God to move and let us to be what He wants us to be. Amen. When we get to where God wants us, He's going to do what He needs to do. If you look back in the Scriptures, you say, preacher, I'm going through some things in life. I'm going to tell you something. You look back through the Scriptures. Amen. I'm not a great Bible scholar of any shape or form, but I've seen enough and read enough to realize that those great men and great women of the Bible, if you'll find something, they had to come down before God put them up. as we come down and realize that we're nothing without Him, and we begin to ask, Lord, restore me, put me where You want me to be, and we begin to seek His face with a diligence like we've not seen before. Praise God. Brother Bob, it's time we begin to seek Him, and when something comes our way, we can't allow it to hinder us. Because you know why? I'm seeking Him. Oh, you say, preacher, I don't know about that. Praise God, things are kind of rough. Things are bad. Things are not rough around my Father's house. Things are not in disarray around my Father's house. I can tell you right now that if there's anything going on in heaven, they're scurrying, getting ready for the trumpet to sound. They're building me a mansion right now. How about you? Praise God. They're getting these things prepared. We're coming home one day. Praise God. It's going to be sooner than we might think. Praise God. My God's able to do all that we can ask for Him to do, and we can live a victorious life. It doesn't matter what the world says. It matters what His Word says. And He said, if you begin to ask me, praise God, I'll give it to you. You begin to ask me for bread, I won't give you a stone. You ask me for victory, I won't give you despair. Praise God. You say, preacher, I don't have no victory. Keep on seeking. You say, preacher, I've sought and I'm still not seeing it. Keep on seeking. I'll tell you one thing. There's never been a time when my wife's sweet little old boy would come up and say, Dad, and you know what? He hardly ever asked for anything. I know, y'all, take a breath. He is a teenager. I'm telling you, am I not telling the truth? Hardly ever asked for anything. And so when he asked for something, I'm looking for it. Yeah. He needs it. I'll get it, Brother Danny. You know why? Because I can tell by his heart it's in the right place. Let me tell you something. You can't fool God. I've seen people try to fool me, and I just smile. And the truth is, there'll be people fool me, but I want to tell you something. They won't fool God. I can tell a little bit. Y'all been around enough. We can tell when somebody's serious about things. You can tell by the way they act. You can tell by their motives. You can watch them a little while, and you can kind of figure out whether this is the real thing or not. But it doesn't matter whether it is or not, because God knows what is truth. And you might fool me, but you can't fool God. And when he asks for bread, I'm not going to give him no rock. I'll give him 7 grain whole wheat, whatever he wants. If he wants just an old, regular old white bread sandwich, I'll get it for him. If he wants that $7 loaf bread that you get down there at Neighbor's Mill, I'll go get it if I have to borrow the money. You know why I'm saying that? Because if he asks for it, I'll get it for him. Oh, you say, preacher, you spoiled him. Hey, don't sit back there and act pious. We're spoiled. I'm spoiled. I've got a heavenly father who owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He, man, when I say I need him, he's right there. When I have a little whimper, he hears my whimper. When a tear runs down my eye, he sees that tear. Praise God. Hey, man, you say, preacher, I prayed a long time. Keep on praying. Keep on asking. I've not seen no soul saved yet. I've not seen these altars full and lost souls being saved, but I'm still looking for it. And I won't tell you what can happen. I can come in here and have the shock of my life some Sunday morning or some Sunday night. I could just get up here and stand behind this pulpit and say something simple like this. Jesus died that you might have life and life more abundantly. And he said, whosoever will receive that, and these altars fill just like that. I'm still seeking that. I could find ourselves here some Sunday morning or some Sunday night saying, folks, in the second chapter of Acts, the Holy Ghost came to those that tarried. And suddenly there come a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled that place where they was at. Glory! Have I saw that happen yet? But I'm here to tell you we're serving a God.
That Shekinah glory cloud, as it did in the old time, and the tabernacles could begin to kind of move through as the power of the Holy Ghost can come through this place like a mighty rushing wind. I'm still asking. I'm still seeking. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I believe I'm going to see the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost, Sister Van Kieran, in our midst like we've not seen before. Praise God. I don't care if they call me drunk. They can call me if they want to. They can call me like they thought Paul, just a little bit crazy. Praise God. Thought Jesus was out there in left field. They can say what they want to, but I'm going to continue to ask. I'm going to continue to seek. And I'm going to continue to expect God to move. Why? Because He said He would. He said, if you'll ask. Isn't it something how He had that first? Ask first. It's kind of like James 4 and 7. We always say, Lord, we'll resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Praise God. Resist Him, resist Him. The first part of that scripture says, submit yourselves therefore to God, then resist the devil. Because I have no power against the powers of darkness, but praise be unto God. When I'm surrendered to God and I realize that He is my strength, He is my power, I've got that authority to stand up and say, devil, you're a liar and the father of it. I plead the blood of Christ. Why? Because He's in me. He dwells inside of me. And praise God, I've got strength because of Him. Ask, seek. Ask about Him. Ask Him for it. He said, I'll give it to you. Ask Him for those lost souls to be saved. Ask Him for your kids to be saved. Seek Him. Do all that you know to do. Praise God. He's saying to me, he said, keep on asking me to save those lost souls that come into your congregation. He said, preacher, you keep on seeking me. Amen. And sometime you're going to find what you've been asking for. And then he said, there's one more step to this. As I begin to seek this with care, I begin to walk softly. Amen. Listen to me. It's time we walk softly. Are you hearing me tonight? Praise God. Maybe you're here tonight. It's not time for us to get carnal. Praise God. Because I'm here to tell you this. It doesn't matter what I want. And it doesn't matter what you want. It matters what He wants. And I can tell you something right now. I'm going to step out in some touchy ground. He's not in the midst of discord. If you've got discord going on, I suggest to you to start seeking and walking softly. You might find something out real quickly. Are you hearing me? I'm beginning to feel a little push here tonight. You might find something out. The problem might lie within you. Chew on that a while. Seek Him carefully. After you've asked for that, you seek Him carefully. Now, this is the part I like. Third step to this. I've asked for those souls to be saved. I've asked, I'll just talk about me. I've asked for these lives to be believers to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I begin seeking. I am seeking. I am walking the best I can softly. Now there's another step to that. He said, you need to knock. And when you begin to knock, He said, it's going to be open. Whew. He said, when you begin to knock, and if you look up some references on this word knock in the Hebrew, you'll find something out. He means to persevere. This word means to not just, I guess it wasn't God's will. I guess I can't hear. No, that's not what he means. He means when you've asked and you've walked softly and you've been seeking him for this answer and for this prayer to be answered and for this to happen in your life, and for this to happen in your family, when you've been seeking him, praise God, he means for you to knock, praise God. Not softly. He means for you to knock when it seems like he can't hear you. He means for you to knock when everybody says, stop trying. He means for you to continue to knock when it seems like there's no hope. Are you hearing me tonight? With perseverance, with diligence, keep praying. Stand behind that pulpit, preacher, and you proclaim it every day of the week, every Sunday, every Sunday night, every Wednesday. And as someone said here tonight, expecting God to move. Whew. How many is going to do some more knocking? Knocking with earnestness and perseverance. Is that enough? Is that enough? I tell you what will happen. You find somebody wanting to get in somewhere, and you find somebody needing something, and if that door is shut, praise be unto God, they'll begin to knock on that door. You'll be able to tell who's sincere about what's going on. You tell, listen to me. God knows when your prayer is sincere. I've had my wife tell me before when she'd be sick or the boy'd be sick, I'd go to praying. Lord, help us. Lord, move. And she'd say, you're not praying seriously. She could tell. I begin to step it up a notch and begin to pray a little harder. And she'd say, pray more earnestly. You're not praying hard enough. Praise God. I'll tell you something, church. Maybe you're here tonight and you need that door to open. Are you hearing me? It's time we begin to bang on that door and say, Lord, I need you to open this door for me. I need it to happen now. I need this blessing. I need this victory. I need you to move in my behalf right now. He said, when you ask me, you're going to find it. I'll do it. When you seek me, you're going to find it. And he said, but when you knock with earnestness, when you knock with perseverance, when you knock when everybody says it ain't going to happen, praise God. Hey, amen. That means you keep on knocking. That means you say praise be unto God. That means, preacher, you get behind this pulpit every Sunday morning. You drag yourself up here on this pulpit, praise God, and you proclaim the goodness of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. You pray for that conviction power to grip the hearts of men and women that stand in your congregation. You knock on my door every week, Brother Eddie, and you say, listen to me, Lord, I need you to say, save those souls. I need those souls to be saved. Save those lost husbands. Praise God. Move in the midst of those that's fighting those battles. And you continue to knock with perseverance and believe that the power of the Holy Ghost is still alive and well today. And there is still an old-fashioned praying through. Praise God. God's not changed one bit. It's time that we begin to make those three steps to victory and expect God to move when we do those steps. You say, God, don't do that. I don't believe you're all saying that. But I've had people tell me, there's a new thing out there, Brother Eddie. I said, you got that right. I read about it in Acts. You got that right, brother. There is a new thing out there. Peter said, this is that. That Joel prophesied about. That's nothing new since the power of the Holy Ghost came down in the upper room and began to fill those believers. Praise God. And then they begin to move out, Sister Tracy, and they begin to tell somebody about Jesus. And praise God, as the power of the God come to the Gentile race, and we've seen things happen. We've seen Paul and those begin to preach, and as they preach, they begin to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we find people like Peter, the power of God was so great in his life, they could step in his shadow and be healed. They could cut up Paul's garments and send them out, and miracles be brought forth. Why? Because somebody asked, and somebody done some seeking, and somebody done some knocking. Praise God. It's time that you and I as believers begin to make those three steps to victory like we can't imagine. I'm challenging myself tonight. How about you? Anybody here challenged to take the three steps to victory? Praise God. I'll tell you what's good about this. This is a done deal. It's already done. What are you talking about, preacher? It's already happened. All we got to do is be a part of it. All we got to do is be a verb. Simple. Now, what's a verb again, son? Is it what? Oh, ask Miss Terrell. It's an action's what a verb is. I'm tired of being a noun. I want to be a verb. How about you? A noun's a, what is a noun? It's an object. Person, place, or thing. I remember that, believe it or not. But I want to be a verb. I want to be something here, praise God, putting into action. I want to be making those three steps to victory. I want to be that one that asks, praise God, fall on my face and begin to cry out, praise God. He said if we'll turn from our wicked ways, he'll hear our cry, somebody. He said, I'll heal your land, praise God. He'll put a victory in your heart like you can't imagine. He'll change your life. He'll change your step. You say, preacher, I don't think God does that. You can think what you want to. I'm still serving a God that's an action God. He's not a God that's dead. He's a God that's alive. I challenge you tonight. Make those three steps to victory and see what God will do. Somebody praise him tonight. I believe before the trumpet sounds that we're going to see those lost souls begin to come into this church house and cry out to God for a Savior and knock on the door, praise God, as that power of anointing of God begins to flow out of this place. Why? Because we are somebody here tonight. We are the ones that's going to bring that forward. He don't have to do nothing. God's not going to do one more thing but just wait on us. I can just see him. I can just see it. Get a visual right now, Brother Barney. There Jesus standing by the Father. Haven, they're standing there looking and saying, when are they going to make the steps? When are they going to move? If there ever was a sure thing, you say, oh, my Lord, preacher. Oh, finances are horrible. What about the economy? What about the presidential race? What about the politics and things along that line? Well, hadn't got no good news for you there. I wonder if the Lord would lead me in where to invest my money. Yeah, he did. It's in his Bible. He told you where to invest. To lay up treasures in heaven where the moth won't corrupt. Well, those things won't nothing go wrong up there. He'll give us enough to get by down here. Don't worry about that. Like William said, if he don't, we sit around here and starve to death, lose all of our money. Hey, man, can't go to Walmart because we can't got no money. Can't go to McDonald's after church. Ain't got no money. Western Citizen ain't got no bar open because they ain't got no food. Because I ain't got no groceries to sell them. Because I don't have a job. Lord, do you hear me down here? I need somebody to help me. All your chickens die before they get to your coop. Truck runs off the road and they don't make it to the Smith Farms. Times are hard, Brother Charles. Lay up yourself some treasures. Don't you worry about your chickens. Don't you worry about your bank accounts. Don't you worry about your FedEx place you work at. Don't worry about this and don't worry about that. Just start putting about three steps in line here and we'll have a victory come our way like we can't imagine. I recall back in the old scriptures, there was a group of people that was called out. There was a group of people, Sister Van Curen, that was actually God's chosen people. Amen. There was a man by the name of Pharaoh began to cause some things to happen. Amen. He began to resist God. And how many knows this world's resisting God right now? But I believe today that, praise God, there's a spiritual land of Goshen that he can put me in. Praise be unto God. That I can find myself, that this world can be falling around about me, but I can find myself peace around me. Why? Because I've been doing three steps to make it my victorious time. I've been asking, I've been seeking, and I've been knocking. Praise God. And somebody says, I don't think God works like he used to. You know why? We're not making three steps to him. It's time we begin to be an action verb. It's time we begin to be somebody that stands up. Why? We're the blood-bought child of the King. We're part of his. He loves us. Why don't we just start off the service preaching? I'd feel a whole lot better. Fight it all night, feel bad and draggy, sitting over there saying, how in the world am I going to preach tonight? I can't hold my eyes open. Y'all saw me nodding off, didn't you? Brother Kerbo's in a bad shape up there. He got the lights off up there. He'll sure go to sleep. Ain't no whack preach up there, no lights on. Three steps to victory. Three steps, simple. Just I can tell you,
as much as it gets. We went into a place here a while back, and they hauled off a bunch of stuff, clothes. I said, what was the occasion? You know, here we are in the middle of summer. It ain't Christmas, and it ain't birthday. I said, what's the deal? She said, well, he's my kid. And she said, I want to do it. And I can. Anything else? And so she did. So therefore, don't ask. Now, I want to tell you something. We've got a God in heaven with the same attitude. That's my kid. I died for them. I sent my only begotten son that they might have life. And I love them so much, I'm going to provide for them. If they need it, they got it. You say, preacher, I don't think God's hearing our prayers. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you ought to change your attitude. Whew, after all this good preaching, put that in there. Attitude check. I bet Heather Hutter let it home tonight. Babies are sick. Yeah, I might as well hit this while I'm here. I've not seen, and he's very seldom had a bad attitude, I've not seen a whole lot of glorious times and stopping by and receiving things when he's got a bad attitude. And that's not very often. Now, you think God is pleased when you and I have a bad attitude? I can tell you right now, he'll never attend one of your pity parties. He'll tell you just like he did Elijah. Elijah said, oh, poor me. I'm the only one left. That's right. That's right. We must be a believer. We start talking doubt and unbelief, forget it. You're messing up your steps. Go back to what's that game? Monopoly? You rolled it out. It says go back to start. Start over again. I hate that game. It takes forever to do nothing. Lord have mercy. Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm not rolling no dice in this life. I'm not gambling for tomorrow. I'm not taking a chance for tomorrow. I'm not scratching a ticket, praying, hoping I'll get $100,000. I'm not doing none of those things. I'm just trusting in him. You know what the scripture said this morning? He said, the word said, I think it's a proverb, said, those that trust in him, happy is he. Can somebody say, happy is me? Glory to God. I'm blessed. How about you? I'm not lucky. I may say, oh, you're the luckiest man I've ever seen. I said, I'm not lucky at all. I'm blessed. The word says, Brother Danny, that my steps are ordained by God. So when I trust him and walk with him, every step I make, he's with me. So that ain't a luck. That ain't a chance. Don't go throwing your money away on a lottery ticket. My Lord, how come I got off on that? Lord, help me. Ask, seek, and knock. If you want a bread, he'll give you some bread. If you want a victory, he'll give you some victory. The thing I've got to touch on before we close is you got to watch your attitude about your prayers. I've actually had people say that they were praying for some type of evil thing to happen to somebody. Now, I want to tell you something. You better watch out if that's what's going on. Wow, how'd I get out here? I'm talking about messing up your three steps. Price is paid. All we got to do is ask, seek, and knock, and it's going to happen. We got to be careful to not mess up in one of these steps. Don't get bitter. Don't get mad. Get glad. Oh, I feel resistance on this. You know why? Because it's true. You want to see God move in your behalf, you've got to walk according to his word.
Now, if I get up here and my goal in my life is to have a bigger church than Brother Thomas down at River of Life down there, got to visit with him, just a young guy. He's probably in his 30s. Grew up under Brother Tolley and grew up Faith Assembly in different places. And just took over the church down there right above the house before you turn off the house. And boy, that church is just going strong. I mean, they've added to and done things there, and parking lot paved, and people in the parking lot, and cars there, and activities going on there. And I saw him, he's telling about someone getting saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, if I begin to let things like that get in my way as a pastor, y'all won't be offended if I talk about myself, will you? I will see these three steps begin to be hindered. If it's my goal to have more on the board and in the Sunday school class and more activities and more this and more that than my neighbor down the road, then I'm going to tell you something. I'll mess up my steps. So all that being said, you be careful about your motives on what you got going on. And I'm trying to get off of this, but I can't get away from it. Why is God not answering our prayers? I think it's a good time we take a little examination of our lives. How's our attitude around the house? How's our attitude on the job? Everybody still with me? I'm talking about those three steps to victory in our hearts. Let's stand. I'll ask the musicians to come. We're going to take communion here just in a little bit. We want to ask you this morning, or tonight, in this service. I want to first thank the Lord for feeling His presence. You know, that's the problem sometimes. We say, well, I'll do it when I feel it. You know what you're going to do? You'll just be a noun then. You'll just be there. You won't be no action verb. Just be an object. Possibly an obstacle. In the way. We wait till we feel something. We may not feel it. May not come. He may be wanting you to walk by faith. Step out. Say, Lord, I'm going to step out by faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this service. Thank you for every song, every testimony. Thank you for your presence in this message today. Lord, help us to step out by faith and be what you want us to be, Lord. Expecting you to move in our behalf, Lord. We just want to see souls saved in our church and believers filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, give us that desire to pray. And Lord, we're praying that our neighboring churches just be filled with your Spirit and lives be changed. Strengthen our area pastors, Lord. In your precious name we pray. As they begin to sing or play tonight, I wonder, someone need prayer, need strength, need God to move in your behalf. Feel free to come as they begin to sing
if tonight. You want it. God's got it.
God's got it.
He's got everything you need. If you want,
if you want it,
my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want,
if you want it,
God's got
God's
it.
Got it.
He's got everything you need. He's got everything.
I want to ask if you would come help us pray.
That you need.
She's got a blood vessel or something that's bursting her eye. It's hurting.
He's got everything you need.
Well, how many's going to ask with me tonight that God healed this eye?
God's got it.
Amen. Praise God. Come on, church. Agree with me tonight, would you? Father, right now,
well, God's got it.
Faith believer.
He's got everything you need. He's got everything that you need. Well, if you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. He's got everything that you need. You want the Holy Ghost? My God's got it. He's got everything you need. You want God's got it. He's got everything you need. You want the Holy Ghost? My God's got it. He's got everything you need. He's got everything that you need. Oh, if you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. Everything that you need. You want salvation? My God's got it. He's got everything you need. You want salvation? My God's got it. He's got everything you need. You want salvation? My God's got it.
Mr. Tyner's having a hurting in her side. How many believe God knows what it is and can take care of it tonight? Let's agree, right?
If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. He's got everything that you need.
Praise the name of the Lord tonight. Let's lift our hands and thank Him for what He's doing here tonight. Let's praise Him that He's healing these bodies. Let's praise Him that this miraculous power of God is moving through our midst. And He's able to touch these lives.
If you want it,
praise
my God's got it. He's got everything you need. He's got everything you need. If you want it, my God's got it. He's got everything you need. He's got it.
Hallelujah. Let me leave some power praying.
You need a healing. My God's got it. He's got everything you need. God's got it. He's got everything you need. You need a healing. My God's got it.